നമഃ പങ്കജനാഭായ നമഃ പങ്കജമാലിനീ നമഃ പങ്കജനേത്രായ നമസ്തേ പങ്കജാംഗയേ. ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ. വി ആർ ഇൻ ദ സെഷൻ ഓഫ് ശ്രീ ഭാഗവതം. പൃഥ്വിരാജാസ് അപ്പിയറൻസ് ആൻഡ് ദി കൊറോണേഷൻ as the supreme personality of Godhead Bhagavan, he promised actually in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita,
yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati varada abhyudanam adharmasya tadatmanam sajamyaham paritranaya sadhunam vinashaay cha dushkritam ധർമ്മ സംസ്ഥാപനാർത്ഥായ സംഭവാമി യുഗേ.
So as the Supreme Lord has promised, here we saw the Supreme Lord's is expanded, its expansion, partial incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead happened here. Because we know that in the previous chapter we are hearing about King Vena. So everyone was actually disturbed, too much disturbed, and lot of adharmas were going on. We saw the complete description was given, whatever things happening, lot of stealing and thieves and rogues, they are all increased, and it was supported by King Vena. While his previous grandfather's father, everybody was a devotee, they were living, including Dhruva Maharaj. He ruled the kingdom for 36,000 years as a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone was enjoying actually, but in between, by the arrangement, so the King Vena, he became the king, because there was nobody else. But we see in Srimad Bhagavatam sometime, there are stories also in Mahabharata, when the king is ruling very nicely, suppose he doesn't have a son, proper son, if he is a crooked son or if he is not eligible for the kingdom, then they adopt some son from somewhere, good person, and then they make him the king. So here it was not done. King Vena was doing all the nonsense and all the problems, and we saw actually he was killed with the great sages, but there was no other way. There was so much in anger. It is an emergency situation that he is speaking. They did not see actually who is going to be the next, or but this cannot be tolerated. So they prayed also to the Supreme Personality of Godhead sincerely. And here we found actually he appeared from the hand, churning the hands of King Vena, Prithu Maharaj and his wife. Both of them, they appeared. So most of the case we see actually when the Supreme Lord appears, there is no cause, just like a, you know, father and mother is required, or usual appearance in the womb. It doesn't happen most of the cases. Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narasimha, they all just appear. From different sources it just appeared, the Supreme, he is Sarvakarana Karanam, no cause is required, there is no cause is required for his appearance. So according to the Atma Maya, it's according to his will and pleasure. Whenever it is necessary, Atharma is going on, Bhagavan is appearing in this material world. So we are so happy, actually now, this Maitreya is actually explaining this to Vidura Maharaj. So the Lord appeared, as soon as He appeared, His coronation took place. Big celebration was there. And then, when the Supreme Lord comes here, Paritranaya Sathunam, it is for the welfare of the devotees, including the demigods, Bhagavan is appearing. Then, the demigods, immediately, they want to come and see Him. Of course, we know that when Krishna was in was about to appear, He entered in the heart of Vasudeva, and from the heart of Vasudeva, He entered into Devaki. Immediately in the Karagraha of Kamsa, all the demigods appeared and they started glorifying. There is very nice prayer in 10th Kanda of Bhagavad. They are in ecstasy, the Supreme Lord, which we cannot see Him. The demigods cannot go and see Him. Only they can glorify Him. So that Supreme Lord is going to come to this material world and we will be able to see Him. Not only that, actually He is allowing some of the demigods to take part in His Leela pastimes. Come on, you come and come like this and take part in my Leela. So they are in ecstasy to come and see Him, and many times they are not coming with empty handed. It is said actually that when we go and see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, any temple even, if you want to see a deity, we should not be going empty handed. That is actually in the Shastra, it says we should go with something to see Him. It's very simple. Bhagavan is not asking for many things, but so that is why the general public, when they come, you know, they want to buy some flowers, they want to buy some fruits, and they want to buy something, and they want to appear to the Lord, Supreme Lord, with the love and affection. And He accepts also. Even though He doesn't need anything, but still somebody is giving. Bhagavan has promised again, Patram Pushpam Balambha Yome Bhaktiya Prayachad. With the devotion and love, somebody is giving something to the Lord, He accepts it. So they know it, they have started coming. And the great demigods, like we saw, Lord Brahma came, Lord Shiva came, Parvati came, they all came, even though they come as a family, but they individually they brought the gift for the Lord. They are not satisfied, okay, let us combine and give. So here one day I was distributing the Bhagavad Gita. So one couple came for Bhagavad Gita. So we preached them, come in different language, Bhagavad Gita is there. So that Prabhu said, okay, where is English, I want to see. So we gave the English Bhagavad Gita to him. He said, okay, I like it. Then immediately the Mataji's wife told, come here, I want to tell you something. So with the book he turned that side. She said to him, I am already having a book, I already purchased. It is not read even, it is lying in our house, so why you want to take another one, come. You take that book and see. Then in front of us he told in a louder voice, that book is purchased by you for you to read. I want my own Bhagavad Gita. Prabhu, please give me this book. So like that there are so many realizations in Acharya. Sometimes the Prabhus are disagreeing, sometimes the Mataji is disagreeing. He never ever came, both of them came together and accepting a book. Let us have it. So here, to give something to the Lord, if they want to give individually, no, this is my offering. So the today's text also, Yakni presented him with a bow made of the horns of goats and cows. So they all knew that he is, lot of adharmas are going on actually in the earth. People were suffering. When we read further, we will understand actually the greatness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, expansion of the Lord Prithu Maharaj and His teachings, and how much He is loving the the living entities. Bhagavan himself is coming and showing his love and affection. It's not that we have to imagine or we have to glorify. Avadesa are telling, we are also telling, okay, he is very merciful and he takes care of us. And some people simply say, even though they have some. But Bhagavan himself is coming and showing personally how much he loved. Somebody will have the experience. Now also they will have experience out of their bhakti and devotion. How he comes in different ways, different type of experiences. So the suitable, whatever the gift, suitable gift what is required for the Lord, he can have it. Without anybody's gift he can have himself. But he is giving a chance for the demigod. He is giving a chance to us, is it not? He came in this form of the Supreme Personality Godhead. Bhagavan is standing here. And he, whatever we do the prayer, whatever we say, today morning I was telling somebody, Dada Rasipigari Prabhu, so many devotees are coming. Somebody may be asking for beauty, somebody may be asking for wealth, somebody may be asking for marriage of their daughter, son. Somebody may be abusing him. But he is playing the flute and with a smiling face he is standing there. That is the nature of the Lord. And he is accepting, so mercifully he is accepting everything, all type of prayer he is accepting. Even though if somebody is abusing also, he is accepting it. So, this all these demigods, they are presenting me, he is Atma Rama. If he wants, everything belongs to him, Ishava Shamidam Sarvam. Whatever the demigods are giving, we are giving, everything belongs to the Lord himself. But he is allowing, okay, even though it belongs to me, he is giving me back with the love and affection, he is accepting it. Though the sun god came, he is giving some arrows, that means he has to do some fighting, it is required. Demonic people are there. The Bhurlaga Bhumi, she gave actually two slippers with the mystic power. Prabhupada has commented in the purport. This mystic power slippers, Sasuna, somebody put their leg in it, desire where you want to go, you can go immediately. No need of any aeroplane or the car or anything like that. That mystic power. That is also. So whatever they have, the best thing, the great thing they have, they are actually done the arpana to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the outer space, some people cannot come. They are not eligible to come, or they are not able to come. The outer space, they were standing actually, their aeroplanes, and they were keep on doing the pushpa vrishti, flowers. So when Rathayatra is going on, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan is coming for a yatra, shobha yatra outside, we do the pushpa vrishti, showing our respect, showing our love, the auspiciousness. Somebody blow the conch shell. And in the Mayapur, the Bengali ladies, they make the sound, you know, auspicious sound. So these are all the things Bhagavan is accepting. They are given. Came and given the presentation. Similar things we saw actually when Bhagavan has appeared as Vamanadev. All the demigods came and different demigods were giving different gifts to him. As a Brahmana he came, Dwarf Brahmana. So what is required for a Dwarf Brahmana? They started giving the gift. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared also, Siddha Mai, Siddhata Karvani and other devotees, they started coming with a lot of gifts. Everybody is running a lot of gifts for the Lord. So this is the usual habit. That same quality, the nature we are also having. When child is born, we go and give some gift. Otherwise, we don't go empty-handed. So when we are doing for them, whatever the Supreme Personality got it. So the gift, I was asking actually the head pujari of Vrindavan Dham last week about the dresses for the, somebody wanted to offer a dress for the Janmashtami. Usually in Vrindavan Dham, six times the dresses are changed. It is for Radhashtami and Janmashtami. Six different pujas, the dresses are changed. So I was asking him about Janmashtami. Somebody wanted. Said, Janmashtami, which year you are talking about? I said, this year, the August 15th. Forget about it. It is already booked 2 years ago. So people are so much fond of the Supreme Personality of God that they are already booking. There are so many temples. So of course here also, there are some particular seva, they are booking in advance, 5 years. I told you, the Guruvayur temple, there is a Udayastamana puja. That Udayastamana puja, 5 years ago, I got a chance after 10 years. So immediately I booked for another one, thinking that I will get it. So then they gave me a slip saying that your turn will come in 2040. I will not be living in that time. So Guru Ayurpan wanted, actually somebody requested that why don't you make it together, this, you know. But they found out that, you know, the Lord is very not happy to mix it together. It's just individually booking. So that is the love and affection shown towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even in this material world. When somebody realizes actually our relation with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we are living because of Him, depend upon dependency, when think about it, in for maybe for a different reason, but they do it. They give the offering for the Lord. So now, further, it is Prithu Maharaj. Actually, I don't want to tell the entire story. The Prithu Maharaj is going to do a lot of pastimes for taking care of the welfare of the devotees who are suffering in this material world. And the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and some of His teachings, valuable teachings. And at the end, how he has shown actually how one should prepare himself to leave this material world and go back home, back to Godhead, all things are from. So I was just thinking, actually, going back, this Maitreya Muni and Vidur Maharaj conversation. Why these particular stories are coming, different pure devotees who are the kings and expansions and incarnations of the Lord, that is only available in Srimad Bhagavatam. Nothing else is available in Srimad Bhagavatam. So even Suta Goswami, when he started telling the Bhagavatam in Naimisharanya, the 88,000 Brahmanas headed by Shaunaka Rishi, they were also asking some questions. That is why he picked up this particular topic. Particularly, especially they asked, actually we don't want to hear anything. We want to do something for the people who is going to suffer in this Kali Yuga. And we know that the best thing is you are there in the assembly of narration of Srimad Bhagavatam with Shukadeva Swami and Parikshit. Directly please explain, please come to that topic of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan. Same thing, Vidura Maharaj, that story, this particular section is come in the Srimad Bhagavatam related with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. Why they selected, Shukadeva Swami selected this particular conversation. Vidura Maharaj, actually, when he met Uddhava, and immediately he was asking different questions to Uddhava. And Uddhava told him that actually, in brief I told you the pastime of the Krishna, and I saw myself that he is living this material world. And for you to hear further about this pastime of the Lord when you are not there with Him, that has been already arranged with Maitreya Muni. Maitreya Muni was sitting with me when the Supreme Lord was giving this transcendental knowledge to me. Maitreya was sitting there, please go to him, he is sitting somewhere near Haridwar, and hear from him about the Supreme Lord. And Vidura Maharaj, we saw actually he was crying when he heard that the last moment before he leaving this material world, concluding his Leela, the Supreme Lord was remembering Vidura Maharaj. He heard it from Uddhava. When he heard that, he started crying. My Lord was remembering me, so insignificant person. So Bhagavan is not that the position. Bhagavan actually is saying actually is devotion. The devotee is devotion and love towards him. So then Vidura Maharaj rushed immediately to Maitreya Muni. And Uddhava rushed, actually he says, I don't have any time because the Dad has given me instruction to go to Badrikasram. I want to reach there as soon as possible. And I want to do my devotional service there so that I can reach to him, go back to him. He was also in distress of separation from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he went to Maitreya Muni and he was asking certain questions and some statements. The first question, the statement he was making to Maitreya Muni, why he came to him, the talk. So it is actually in the third Kanda of Srimad Bhagavatam, the fifth chapter, text number 2, Vidura Maharaj is asking to Maitreya.
Vidurvacha sukhaya karmani karodi logo nate sukham vanyata uparamva vindeda bhuyas tadayeva dukham yadatra yuktam bhagavan vadinaha.
The translation is, Vidura said, O great sage, everyone in this world engage in fruitive activities to attain happiness. But one finds neither satiation nor mitigation of distress. On the contrary, one is only aggravated by such activities. Please, therefore, give us direction how one should live for real happiness. So Vidura Maharaj's concern was not for him. The great Vaishnava is one of the Mahajana who came to this material world. So why I am telling, actually, see, so many people were concerned about it. Not only our immediate father, mother, somebody like that, no. The greatest personalities in this material world who came, realized persons, they all came the arrangement of the Lord. As I said, Bhagavan is coming, Paritranaya Satunam, Vinashaya Dushkridam, he is coming sometime personally. According to circumstances, sometimes he sends his representative also, very close. We say the spiritual master is very, we are glorifying spiritual master because he is very close to Krishna. Supreme Personality God is sent by the Supreme Lord for our welfare. That is only their business. Engage the people in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of God at Bhagavan. So here his concern is actually, he is asking Maitreya. Maitreya Rishi, he glorified him and he is asking, actually, I am seeing everyone in this material world is engaged in the fruitive activity. For what purpose? Sukham. They want actually sukham. Sukham, actually, it is, we are getting because of the, for the body, sukham. We do something for the satisfaction of our indriya, senses. Usually we do our activities for sense gratification, correct? Fruitive activities are done for sense gratification. For our own satisfaction, the sense gratification, or for somebody extended sense gratification. For our family members, or the relatives, friends, or the nation. Ultimately it is meant for sense gratification. He says, I am seeing everyone in this material world is engaged in the fruitive activities for to attain the happiness, sukham. If you do any spiritual activities for satisfying Paramatma, then we get the bliss. That is the difference, the sukham and the bliss. So here he says, they are all after sukham, sense gratification. But, my dear Lord, I found, but one finds neither satiation nor mitigation of distress. Why one is going for happiness? Because they got the distress. To remove the distress and get happiness. The happiness word itself is coming by removal of distress. But I find that because of their activities, they don't get actually the satisfaction. They are not satisfied. They are not getting the sukham. Maybe getting, maybe for fraction of second or something like that. But the distress is continued. Or they are not able to mitigate the distress. Is it not? This is a fact. It's very, very important actually. Everyone is trying to mitigate their distress. And anybody is there without distress in this material world? Anyone is there? Anyone is there without distress? I think some people are there without distress. So, Bhagavatam says, no. And they are not able to mitigate this distress with these fruitive activities. On the contrary, one is only aggravated, the distress is increased. We know that because of the fruitive activity, suppose somebody has become rich, wealthy, or somebody has become very beautiful, they are glorified. But when he's going, the material things are going up, benefits are going up, the distress is also going up, it is getting up, activity. It is aggravated. It is not reduced, it is getting increased. So his concern is, please therefore give us direction on how one should live for real happiness. I want everyone should be happy, real happiness, that is bliss. How they can be blissful? When some devotee who is doing the sadhana properly, is engaged continuously in devotional service, is always in blissful situation, is very happy. We are seeing so many people during my stay in Vrindavan Dham. I see so many devotees, they are actually determined to stay in Vraja, and they are determined actually without any problem, they are doing their devotional service by heart, touching their heart. They are living simply. They are living from Vrindavan Dham. Recently it happened that Dadu, Dadu actually, he became very old, he became sick sometime. Still on Bhagavatam class, he is the first one, he comes and sit with the, he will take a chair and sit. Sometime I get the class actually in Prabhupada's cottage, Prabhupada's house, for Bhagavad Gita class in the evening. Usually very rare people come, because the time is 5:30 to 6:30. People are sleeping or going for Sangeetan. But I am sure that there will be one devotee, except the last class, he was not there. He passed away. Dadu will be there. He will be sitting. He want to hear. Not only sitting, he listens to Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. So much fond of it. So last week only, every in the morning, 4:30 in the morning, actually he chanted Hare Krishna and he simply left. He used to come and, you know, for Mangalarti. Mangalarti I used to see, he will come for Tulasi Arti. I don't know, many times I tried to listen, but I couldn't hear it. He talks to Tulasi Mata. He put the water, not sloga, he is talking something to Tulasi Mata. So he was very determined for his seva. He was doing actually recently, he was distributing the letters to different departments. So like that, every year it's happening, 2-3 cases. Those who are Brajavasis, those who are staying in Braj and doing the sadhana properly and their seva properly. They are definitely, Krishna is showing to us, to achieve our goal of life, to go back home, back to Godhead, just like Prithu Maharaj or some of the incarnations happening and they are teaching, showing practically. Now also in this Kali Yuga, it is possible, it's not that it's beyond our imagination. Chant Hare Krishna properly. One, Mataji was asking him, Dadu, before you leave this body, actually, who are you? Then he said, I was a coward boy. You know, he sometimes he dressed up like that. If he get a garland, he put it on his head. Like this. If it is big one, he put it right on it. So then she asked him, actually, please advise me something, you know, so that I can also be like you and like be determined in my seva. Then he said, you chant properly. That is enough. Then she asked him, actually, Dadu, I am chanting. Sir, you are not chanting. No, I am chanting 16 rounds, more than 16 rounds I am chanting every day. Say, I am telling you, you are not chanting. Why you say like that? Said, your chanting should be, you should feel something in your heart when you chant. The chanting should touch your heart. Then she said, you are right. It never happens to me. She says, you try. You pray to Krishna, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. If you can achieve that, that is enough. Because our chanting is actually, because further, the Vidur, if you don't have the slogans with me, he is coming to that, the statement directly to Maitreya Muni, please, I know that the solution for all this dukkha, all the distress of the people, to get detached from the mundane activities or the fruitive activities, the solution is you please narrate the katha of incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or direct appearance and his pastime leelas in Vrindavan. You please explain. This is the only solution for the living entities in this material world. Then further, Maitreya Muni is coming to this third topic. The first one is telling you, I am very, very happy with you, Vidura. You are not asking a question only for you are asking the question for all the living entities. And also the medicine is only one. We say that actually sometimes some diseases are there. So many type different diseases are there. Sometimes in Ayurveda there is one medicine for all the disease. Ottamuli we call actually in Malayalam. Ottamuli. Ottamuli. There is only one medicine for all the diseases. So he says this is only Ottamuli. This is only one medicine in the age of Kali Yuga. So you please don't go to here and there another subject matter we don't want. No introduction. Nothing is required. Please directly come to this. Different incarnations and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of God at Bhagavan. If the people are hearing the katha, Tavagathamritam tapta jivanam kavipiridam kalmashapaham. So that is the greatness. Even the gopis of Vrindavan they are telling, they are admitting. There is no other things actually in this material world for us other than hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, where it is available, Krishna Katha. Shivadeva Goswami is also asking the questions to Parikshit in such a way that he wants to hear the Krishna Leela and the Krishna's greatest devotees, pastimes, how they entered into devotional service, pure devotional service. They are all actually appearing in pages of Srimad Bhagavatam along with Krishna. So that is the only one medicine. So Prabhupada said in one of the purports, this is only one medicine, but everybody cannot hear this Krishna Katha, even though it is available everywhere. You say, Vrindavan Dham, you go somewhere, Bhagavatam is going, it may be the Mayavadis, but what we are hearing is only Harinam, Krishna Katha, related with this, you know, some Shobhayatra is going on. Thousands of people are coming actually every day to have darshan of one person. Not many people. They are all going towards the temple of one person everywhere. Different pastimes, different forms he is sitting. They want to see him. They want to have. That is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is why Mahaprabhu was introduced actually Cheto Darpana Marchanam. Because we are disturbed. If we are too much disturbed, we will say that even if we hear Krishna Katha Bhagavatam class, we say it, we will not understand actually what was going on there, what is the Katha is going on there. It goes above because of disturb. Mandaha, Mandasya, Mandabhagya, Upadrita. So first of all, the disturbance should go from our mind. We should have a very simple mind, pure heart. and we should have an anchoring to hear Krishna Katha. This quality has to come. This quality will come when we chant the holy name of Krishna properly. That is doing the Cheto Darpana Madhyam. So, if there is a symptom that I don't like Bhagavatam class, every day it is going on, somebody is talking, oh, that Prabhu is talking, no, I don't want to hear. But this Reva Bhagavatam slogan, purport by His Divine Grace, L.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, when we read the purport of Prabhupada, each and every sentence, this is my experience, He has invested something, as Bhagavan is telling, that Mahaprabhu is telling, that Krishna has invested all His energies in His holy name. His Prabhupada's intention of giving bhakti to others, Krishna prema to others, that power which He wanted to deliver, He has invested in His writing. That is why He said, you simply read my book, it's enough for you to come to Krishna consciousness. That is really, it is happening. We distribute the books for thousands and thousands of people around the world. At least hundreds and hundreds of the people are coming back. What is this? This, we have not seen this. Such things, never ever. One Mataji came for the class in Vedavan Dham. She is in Bulgaria. She was giving the Bhagavad Gita class. Bulgaria. She came. When we discussed about Bhagavad Gita, she says, oh, in our place, we cannot get somebody to explain these slogans. Huh? So, please tell me the way out, you know, how we can understand. How you understand this? What is the way to read Srimad Bhagavad Gita and understand the meaning? We don't know Sanskrit. We don't know little bit English. So, this is still we are reading the books. We sit together, we are reading the books. We distribute the books. We hear Srimad Bhagavatam. But we don't understand this. She was, when he understood, she was angering actually. See, wherever, whichever place Prabhupada's books is reached and people are reading it. I said, don't worry, you, if you have a desire, we have actually, there are so many Mahajanas, so many devotees are flying around. Without your desire, somebody will come. They will leave you. Or you are here actually for 1 month or 2 months, then you can associate with devotees, they will tell you and it will become very, very easy. So He has invested, Prabhupada has invested something that we will understand when we clear our heart and when we read it. The purports of Srila Prabhupada. Especially the last sentence I found actually, the conclusion of the purport, it will be very, very powerful sentence. Each and every purport. So we should have actually a desire to, before we leave our body, that is set the goal that I want to go back home, back to Godhead. Nityam Bhagavad Sevaya. I want to understand Srimad Bhagavatam. I want to read Srimad Bhagavatam. This 1 hour Bhagavatam class, actually every day somebody is attending, it's okay. But that is not enough. Prabhupada, somebody is asking me actually, why you want to read the whole chapter or what you want to see, go by sloga sloga. I said, it will take long time. Why Prabhupada actually selected some topics, why he wrote the book, Queen Kundi's prayers, teachings of Queen Kundi, Kapila Upadesh. These are the cream prayers, Gajendra Moksha, he has emphasized. These are the cream prayers actually, which is required for us to repeat it, understand it. That is why he separated that particular chapter. He wrote a book called Dharma from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So these are all made it available for us to read. Sit together and read and understand. If you want to understand actually the first thing what is required is we have to chant properly. Clear our mind. Then you will understand. Very nice. So today I understood this particular sloka. Why? Why this is coming in Srimad Bhagavatam? Shukadeva Goswami, he could have selected all this gift-giving process, maybe in one sloga is enough, several demigods, but he is giving the what exactly has happened, describing Srimad Bhagavatam. So each and every pastime of the Lord, every activities of the Lord, janma karma chame divyam, ഏവം യോ വേത്തി തത്വതഃ തക്ത്വാ ദേഹം പുനർജന്മ നൈതി മാമേ സോച്യന. സോ ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് എ മെഡിസിൻ. എനിത്തിങ് വിച്ച് ഇസ് യൂസ് ഫോർ ദ ലോർഡ്, ഇറ്റ് ഹസ് ബിക്കം ദിവ്യ, ട്രാൻസെൻഡൻ്റൽ. എനി ആക്ടിവിറ്റി വിച്ച് ഹി ഹസ് ഡൺ, ഈവൻ ഹി ഹസ് സ്റ്റോളൻ സംതിങ് ഇൻ വൃന്ദാവൻ ധാം, ഈസ് നോൺ ആസ് ചോർ. But that is become a transcendental pastime of the Supreme Lord. It is glorified. People want to hear and again and hear the pastime of the Lord with the gopis of Vrindavan. How he was going and stealing the butter from different houses. How he was hiding. How the gopis were catching him. Several times it is explained. But whenever somebody is explaining again, we want to hear it first in the pastime. Several times when we go to Vrindavan, we went to Gokul, we went to Nandagram, we went to different pastime took place, the Lord's place. But nobody will say that I have seen it. No, this time I have not done. This time I want to do Govardhan Parikrama, Vrindavan Parikrama I want to do it. Why? The place where the Supreme Lord has done the pastime, we can see with our own eyes, we can remember, oh, this is the place. The Lord lifted Govardhan, Govardhan Parvata is still there. So if you want to have the strong determination and hear the katha again and again and again, Sravana Mangalam Bhimadadadam. So the Bhurijana, the great devotees, they are go on explaining every time. So we want to hear it. As I said, we have to have a qualification which we can actually have the qualification in this life itself. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, especially Hare Krishna Mahamandra, touching our heart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Bhagavan will definitely hear it. So again, every time it is cautioned to us that please take up the chanting sincerely. And legibly, that whatever we say, we should be able to hear it, correct ourselves. That some devotees are actually investigating, somebody recording and finding out actually what is wrong with my chanting, why there is no effect on my chanting. So Bhagavatam cannot go wrong, the great devotees cannot go wrong. Whatever they told is the truth. Something wrong with us. And when we are having the energy to correct ourselves, we should investigate and find out and then come to that bhakti bhava from within our heart, the love for Krishna, bhakti for Krishna. Nayanam galadasru dharaya. When we chant the holy name, the tears should come from our eyes. When we remember the pastime of the Lord Supreme Personality Godhead, when we are going this time to the Navadvip Parikrama, when we see some place actually Mahaprabhu's pastime took place, or related pastime took place, they were so much in ecstasy. All the demigods actually, before the appearance of the Lord, they all came to Navadvip. They came to know that Gauranga Mahaprabhu is going to appear in Navadvip. They all came in advance. Great acharyas in the Vaishnava Sampradaya, they were all came before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. But they came to know. Bhagavan himself was told, I will be coming as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Gauranga in this. They all came and sat down there. They touched that place. This is the place Mahaprabhu is going to come. So really some place when we go, the tears will come in our eyes. How merciful the Supreme Lord Mahaprabhu is. How much pain he has taken actually to deliver the fallen conditioned souls. So that is the mercy of the Lord will come to us. Only thing how we must know how to take this mercy on us. That is actually the art or art of our doing our devotional service. How to take the mercy is flowing. How to accept this mercy, how to take this mercy. How we can change our heart, take this mercy, should flow in our heart. Then we will also come to the ecstasy. We'll forget about all these material things. And Bhagavan is telling actually in Bhagavad Gita, one of the best, in the 14th chapter, slogan number 2, he says, Idam jnanam upasritya mama sadharmyam agata സർഗേവീനോപജായന്തേ പ്രളേന വ്യതാനിതി. ബൈ ബിക്കമിംഗ് ഫിക്സ്ഡ് ഇൻ ദിസ് നോളജ് വൺ ക്യാൻ അറ്റൈൻ ടു ദി ട്രാൻസെൻഡന്റൽ നേച്ചർ വിച്ച് ഈസ് ലൈക്ക് മൈ ഓൺ നേച്ചർ. Can we imagine? Bhagavan wants to give this. If he comes to my knowledge, transcendental knowledge, he is going to tell about three gunas. And he has gone previously as the transcendental knowledge to Arjuna. Arjuna, you declare, you know, anybody who is coming to, they are fixed in my transcendental knowledge. Knowledge about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, where we get our increase our bhakti and love towards Krishna. He says he can attain that devotee who got knowledge and bhakti because of the knowledge is case, I will give my own nature to him. What else you want? Krishna's nature, somebody is getting, what else is required? We can see some of the great pure devotees' nature. They are very calm, they are very quiet, they don't get agitated. They hear everything. And just like Bhagavan is sitting and hearing everything, correct? He is not agitating with anyone. Why you came with this? Why you are telling me like this now? Simply hearing it, blessing everyone. Tadastu. So that is the nature of the pure devotee that is given by the Lord. Best established one is not born at the time of creation, nor disturbed at the time of dissolution. That means Janma Mrti Jara Vedi is finished. He will never see the time of creation again. He will not see the time of dissolution. What is the meaning? He will go back home, back to Godhead. He will never come back to this material world. So how merciful is the Lord, and Krishna will never tell lies. Only thing, it is not happening because we couldn't understand, we couldn't practice what he wants. Pajadam Priti Purvak. So one can coordinate his activities and devotional service in such a way that one can get this pure heart, invite Krishna to sit in our heart, lotus feet. Remember the lotus feet always when we chant the holy name of the Lord, purify our heart and get an affinity to hear Krishna Katha, Bhagavatam Katha always throughout our life without wasting our time. So then Bhagavan is going to give, he is going to take himself. The devotees who are going from Mayapur Dham or Vrindavan Dham, Krishna is not sending anybody else, he himself come and take the devotee. Back home, back to it. So that is the greatness of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is glorified everywhere. Wherever we search and go, we are ending in Srimad Bhagavatam. And it's available. Is it not? It is available for us, not for anybody else. Yesterday we were discussing, actually the BPT said, actually they publish all the languages, Srimad Bhagavatam except Malayalam. Which you want to work. So Prabhupada, this Bhagavatam, same Bhagavatam translate to different languages, people are enjoying. Sometime when we went for Bhagavad Gita distribution, Maharashtra, so that time there was so much energy, some people are wondering, hey, every time you are coming with up to 5th Kanto, 4th Kanto, we want up to 12th Kanto Bhagavatam, Marathi. Lauka Gyoniya. So, everyone is waiting. Why? Because this is the cream. This is something very special. You should try to understand. Hare Krishna. Randara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Dura Premanande.